Morning, everyone. Welcome to the Wednesday Wake Up with the Teach Better team, where we are able to go live every single Wednesday, kick off your morning, and try and help with like being midweek and needing maybe some motivation, a little bit of a family boost to get you through. I am Ray Hewitt, and I am here, unfortunately, with the one and only Jeffrey Raymond Gargas. The shenanigans have already started, and I just click the button because if we're talking, I mean, before the show, we might as well just talk on the show because we spill secrets and just like talk about our lives. But we do have some stuff that we want to share with you today. And we also have a cool community highlight. So stick with us. I'm going to take a few more sips of this coffee to wake up. And happy Wednesday, friends. We'll be right back. Morning, everyone. We are here for the Wednesday Wake Up Morning Show with the Teach Better team, where we stream live every single Wednesday on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, Twitch, and LinkedIn. I love the comments already flowing this morning. Julianne is jumping in saying, good morning. Definitely need some motivation today. I want to confirm, I am in no way promising that we'll be motivating, but I am going to promise that we'll tell you how great you are and how much we love you. And if you have a problem, you can put it in the comments and we can either like problem solve with you, or at least talk about how much it stinks that you're going through something rough on a Wednesday. Jeff, how are you?
I appreciate that we make, there's two options there. If you share a problem, we'll either problem solve or we'll just complain with you. Like,
yeah,
one way or the other, we got you back.
Okay,
that's, wait, that's Aaron Jane that came in with the very first comment, by the way, inside the group.
Oh, Spaces here as well.
But yeah, like, so I'm here. So if Ray can't solve your problems, I will complain with you. That's
wait. Can I tell you on our Sunday show? Because I know you guys listen and you.
We do a Sunday show?
We do have a Sunday show.
That's good.
There's a Wednesday morning show with the Teach Better team, but we also have a Sunday weekly warm up, which we would love to have you guys a part of as well. That's exclusive to the private group on Sundays. And then it actually streams everywhere that you're catching this recording on Monday night. So kind of fun. But I will say, this last week we had Brian Martin live with us, and he was talking about like toxic positivity. And I was like, yeah, I think our team does a really good job finding the balance of being positive but not having it be toxic. And he's like, okay, how? And I'm like, well, we know that like life sucks sometimes. Like, we'll gripe with you, we'll vent with you. We know like educators fall into terrible situations all the stinking time, but we believe you can get through it. And that's the difference. Mm-hmm. We're not saying they don't exist, because they do. We'll just be a cheerleader with you as you overcome it, because we know you will.
And I think it's recognizing that sometimes it's really hard to overcome it. And sometimes, a lot of times, just saying positive things doesn't mean, isn't how you overcome it, right? And I think that's the difference. So. Sure.
Anyway, that was too deep for this morning. We're only three.
Yeah, we're not going there yet. That's not. No. Yeah, we're not allowed to do that yet. So,
how are you, Jeff? Hi.
I'm good. I'm good. I was angry that I had to get up this morning.
Oh, okay. Well, thanks for sharing that.
I didn't sleep well last night, so I was like, really, I got to get up.
Yeah, I also felt very similarly. I'm on day three. I think I'm going to just say this out loud, although I haven't confirmed it because everyone's still asleep, but day three post stomach flu of the everybody in the household being sick.
Yeah, I've been having a rough week.
I'm not sick. I have powered through healthy right now. Just so you know,
someone knock on.
Yeah. I'm knock on wood. Somebody like do a little like amen for me on the other side.
Yeah,
of the
something,
live
whatever you pray to.
Yeah.
Keep Ray healthy.
But I also feel like I've not slept well in like 3 days. So maybe we should all just try and take a nap. Like, it's a Wednesday. Maybe after school today, just do like a 30-minute power nap.
This is it. This is what Alex was talking about. We're going to do the 24-hour live stream of us just napping on tables or something. Just.
Oh, God, no. Okay.
Little blanky.
Can we explain the 24-hour live joke? Because it's been going on forever, but we've like new family in our crew. Can we talk
about joke?
Yeah, it's a joke.
It's a plan.
It's a plan that will never be executed. It's a comical comment is what it is.
It is Well, as you know, we do our 12-hour live, which we have another event coming up on the 25th, where we're going to be live for 12 hours straight, which is,
No
by the
break.
way, so long that we have to actually do two streams because the platforms are like, that's not what we do. And we have joked, yeah, probably since after we probably did the first one, and then ever since that one, we have joked about doing 24 hours live. And I have fully supported it since day one, and Ray has not supported it. I don't know if this is how he meant his comment, but I am reading into Dave Schmidto's comment as support for 24 hours live. And before you say anything, he's a doctor. So, like, I'm just saying.
Here's my thing. Here's
Just
my thing.
saying. Think about how fun that would be.
Here's my thing. Honestly, like full transparency, we absolutely have the programming because every time for 12-hour live, we're cutting segments that we really want, or we're having to not reach out to like specific guests because we don't have time to feature them. For those of you who may not have been a part of 12-hour live before, actually, all the previous 12-hour lives are in the Teach Better Academy for like free, so you can go get those. But the one coming up on the 25th, I'll show you a schedule for here in just a minute. We have half an hour segments, so there's just like a ton of guests coming in and out of the show. It's not like us; it's just all these people sharing their voice and insight. So I'm not worried about like not having the content. I just don't want to be up for 24 hours.
We'll have to do shifts.
No.
So,
No
for the
one
first
needs.
12 hours, like
No one
you're
needs.
managing things, and then Katie will take over for the night shift.
No one needs 24 hours of professional development with no breaks. I mean, I know we have a ton of giveaways and like that's
Oh,
really cool.
no. I'm sorry. We weren't going to do 24 hours of professional development. It was going to be like 12 to 18 hours of professional development. And then at least, like, I don't know, somewhere between six or eight or something like that of just nonsense.
How about this? Friends, in the comments, we are getting started this morning. I don't want to strain your brain. It's too early. I either need a thumbs up emoji that you would want for the team to do a 24-hour live, or a thumbs down because it's an insane idea. And you can
If
actually get a 24-hour live by watching the previous 12 hours and this one. We've done like five 12-hour lives. So you can get even more than that learning content. Just saying,
after
well,
you
wait, wait. I
ahead.
want to hear their vote. Don't sway them. I have a little clip I'm going to play. I'm waiting for these emojis. Thumbs up, yes. Thumbs down is the right answer. We'll be right back. All right, if you guys have not seen the full schedule, head over to any social media platform that you follow us on, and you can see that. Or if you're on our email list, I've emailed it out to you, and we'll probably be emailing it out again soon. You can get every single segment. Jeff, what are your thoughts? Go ahead.
Well, I think if people would like to, some people are, we're getting some thumbs down. I'm not seeing any thumbs up, but I'm seeing, so I'm not seeing thumbs up, but I am seeing people sharing ways in which we can do it and ideas. And that's what we're looking for here. This is a positive environment when we're trying to share ideas, be creative here. This is an I can place, Ray.
You know, Jeff, I love your ambition. And I
Listen.
think let's start with the 12-hour live we have planned on February 25th, where we're giving away like 500 things and we have a million guests. And that's
We do
the
have a
worst
lot of
part.
giveaways.
I know that's why I just messed that up. We legitimately have 500 giveaways. We don't have a million guests. We have like
We actually don't
30.
have we don't have 500 giveaways either. Like that's like we don't have to say 500 because we do have a lot. So like we don't have
How
to.
many do you think legitimately? Because I
I think
actually
we're
haven't looked
just
at the
shy of
list.
we have like at least it's at least 50.
Okay.
Like that's a lot. Like it's one less zero than your lie, but it's a
Yeah.
lot.
Wait, so
And
50 giveaways. Can we
50
talk
or
about,
so, it might be
let's
more
talk
than
about this
50.
really quick. 12 hours of content, and during that time, we're giving away 50 giveaways. That's multiple giveaways per hour, just to clarify.
Yes. Well, there's a place you go to submit to get in the giveaways, and some that we're going to do live too. That you can only win live, and It's a lot, and it's a cool variety too. Like, there's some books on there. There's some like lesson plan kits and stuff. There's gift cards. There's
should be fun.
I think there's like a bag on there of some sort, like a really nice tote bag thing. I think maybe I'm making things up, but anyway, it's a good variety. So
okay, cool. Though that will be really fun, and we're excited to see you all there. And let us know if you have questions. But I love the thumbs down. Thank you for all of you joining us this morning.
I'm looking at Dave. Dave's got the comment that like we could record a few segments in advance and then just have them playing. We don't have to be up the whole 24 hours.
You do have to be up because StreamYard, the program we're streaming on right now, only lets you upload so many minutes. And so somebody would have to be in the background playing, at least clicking play.
Well, we have shifts of who has to wake up and click play on another video.
No. 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 Anyway, before we go into like content, can we spend a few more minutes talking about nothing? Jeff, how was how's your weekend? How's life? What's new, buddy?
Anything? It's all right. It's good. It's a good week. It's a weird, like quiet but not quiet week. I don't know why. I don't know how to describe it. Like, I feel like it's quiet, but I'm like, there's actually quite a bit going on and like a lot of work going on and stuff, but it feels quiet. Does that make sense?
Well, it feels quiet because you and I didn't have a meeting yesterday, so you were probably like in the corner in the fetal position. So
maybe I feel like I don't know. Maybe it's I don't want to say this, but I don't want it to come across the wrong way. I think it's because maybe my days haven't been interrupted as much, and I don't mean that in like a negative way, but in the sense of like I always say, like a lot of times my job, a lot of it is being interrupted, but like in a good way, meaning like I'm working on something and then I have interactions with the team to get things done or whatever, and there just hasn't been as much. I don't know if that's because like everyone quit and I don't know,
but that's
just
the same.
Cruising and good. I mean, the team's just getting so awesome. I'm not needed anymore with anything. That might be what it is.
No, but that's the same with when you're in the classroom. Like you have these like small little breaks. And when you're able to have the entire time, which happens like once a year, it feels like kind of a quieter day. But typically you have a student running in because they forgot something, or a teacher popping in because they need something, or a principal popping in because they have a question, or a thousand other things, or you're running around so you don't actually get that time. So I get it.
It's that if anybody has seen the classic Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles 2 Secret of the Ooze, where they're reaching in looking for Raphael and they're like, it's quiet. Like, yeah, a little too quiet. Like, that's what it feels like. But then they go on to say, hey, look, there's Raph. And Michelangelo's goes, yeah, a little too Raph. Anyway, but it feels like that. Like, to this week, I'm like, it's quiet, but it's like a little too quiet. And I don't know. I feel like something's going to happen and I don't know what it is. Like, I'm going to be here. It's going to be quiet. And then suddenly, like, you're going to show up to my house with like a huge issue because it was so big you had to drive to Ohio to like tell me about it. I don't know. Anyway, no one has seen that movie.
No one has seen that movie, but thank you for reenacting it for us. And, Jeff, I didn't want to break the news to you, but we're planning a coup and you're being fired. That's why you haven't heard anything. That's what everyone thought at the Teach Better conference when you were sick and didn't go. Everyone's like, did they fire Jeff? And I'm like, guys, I've been trying for 5 years to fire Jeff. No.
Yeah, it's only a matter of time. That was the test to see if you guys could, everybody could do it without me. And then you're like, yep, we can do this. Let's get rid of him. Boom. Out of here.
Except. Okay. And we talked about this also on Sunday, so I'm sorry if you guys tuned into both shows, but Jeff hasn't heard any of this because he doesn't watch the Sunday show. We got a video from our photographer and videographer at the conference with this like beautiful 5-minute, like kind of like synopsis. And what I told our community here was we were going to cut it up. We're going to share it. We did share it exclusively to our ambassadors, and like they were freaking out. So I know it's good. And it was funny because everyone looks amazing. Dave Schmidto's got his hat and he's so charismatic. And Chad has this great like narrative he shares that you guys are going to love to see. Joshua Stamper's interviewed. Oh my gosh, Jackie was interviewed and she just is like glowing. And it was just like such a cool, Neil Gupta has a part. It's like just a cool video. And then I speak and I sound like a goof because I lost my voice and I was so sick at the conference. So, like, really, we can't do without you because, like, I was a mess.
Yeah. I don't know how I would have helped that, but, yeah, your voice is noticeably hurting. You can tell.
Like I showed my family and they were like, I didn't even know that was you speaking.
Well, yeah, because like, you know, it's your voice talking a little bit over some footage and then eventually you on screen. And at first you're like, who is, I don't recognize this voice. And you're like, oh, that's a sick Ray. That's what that is. Okay, good.
The funny part though, is that if you went to Teach Better Conference 2019, I also didn't have a voice. So we don't have any footage.
That's true. Yeah.
Of me with a, like, I think people are going to think that the voice you hear here isn't real.
It's going through a processor.
Yeah. My real voice sounds like garbage and you get to hear it.
But what we need to do is like the key is you have to record Ray before things start, because once things start, you're talking so much that the voice goes away. So.
Yeah. I do have to say, shout out to Megan Wells, who just posted good morning in the comments. Megan, it's good to see you. I have this awesome clip, and I don't know how we got it, but Ryan, our videographer, got it, of her like doing a little dance while she's being social with a group of Teach Better family members. And I will be using it in the reel I'm posting on Instagram today, and I'm just really excited to tag Megan.
I'm just going to say shout out to people in the comments who have seen and still love the Ninja Turtles, but go on.
No.
All right, we've talked about nothing for a little while. Do you want to get into something?
Oh, yeah, let's get into something and stop talking about nothing. We'll be right back.
Cool. Welcome back to your Wednesday Wake Up with the Teach Better team. Ray, we are live on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, Twitch, and LinkedIn right now. And also on the Teach Better Talk podcast. Actually, we're not live there. You're hearing this afterwards because we haven't figured that part out yet. We will. But if you are listening live or listening to the podcast, please subscribe to the podcast. Leave a comment, rate, and review. If you're listening, if watching live or listening, maybe you're doing your hair, listen in the background. Walk over to the computer, do a quick like to the feed, maybe share it out to some friends. If you want to comment some nonsense, we're up for that as well. But this is where we get really serious, very official, very professional. You ready?
I don't know. I'm still focusing on the fact that
take a sip of your professional.
Yeah, I'm thrown that you told people that they might be doing their hair. Like I'm picturing you listening to this show like fixing your buzz cut, or like Dave Schmidto in the comments.
We talk about that all
like,
the time. That sometimes in the when at this time, there's some people that probably put us on and go, and they got to sit on the corner of the nightstand or what, or their I don't know counter, and they're doing their hair, they're getting themselves ready for the day, and we're just the voices in their head.
Just to confirm, like I would be doing my hair, but like it was just funny having you say it because I'm like, yeah, you totally would be listening to this doing your hair. That makes sense.
You should consider doing your hair today.
I know I really should. I'm sorry if I didn't show up in a professional manner for all of you this morning. Happy Wednesday, friends.
So
shout out to Dave Schmidto doing his hair.
That's literally how I do when I go get my hair cut, which I know it's probably weird to even think about. Like I go in, they're like, what do you want? And I'm like, I just don't want to have to do anything to it. So make it that. And that's literally, and they're like, is that a one and a two? I'm like, one and two sounds good. I just don't want to even have to put water on it. So I'm all for like, if you just don't want to do your hair, I'm cool.
Yeah. Shout out to all of you who may or may not be doing your hair this morning. Moving on to whatever inspirational, motivational content we're getting into.
Well, you had something that you wanted to discuss today that kind of stems, I believe, from the Sunday show a little bit, and we're going to bring it into here. So can you take us wherever you want to go?
Oh, you want me to just make this show awesome?
You told me what you want to talk about, and I'm like, oh, yeah, that sounds good. And then I'm like, get ready to do the little intro into this part, and I'm like, I forget what she said.
Okay, here's the real thing, for real. So like on Sunday, Brad and I always have a backup plan for what we're going to talk about in case our guest doesn't show up, which our guest was phenomenal. Thank goodness he showed up. But we had this backup plan of what we were going to talk about. Yes, Jeff, you with your hand up.
Do you have a backup plan if Brad doesn't show up too? Like,
no, Brad always shows up.
That's a good point. Okay, go ahead. Yeah. So I'm sorry. What was the backup plan you had in place?
So our backup plan then after the show, we were like, this is actually a topic I think our community needs a little bit of a boost, a reminder of. So how are we going to use this? And unfortunately, we don't have the Sunday show next week because of the Super Bowl. So it's kind of like, how are we going to share this idea that we feel like is really valuable to our community. And I was like, I'll just bring it to Jeff. We'll use it. We'll steal the idea for Wednesday Wake Up. So
We knew I wasn't going to have anything. So that's a thanks to Brad for actually doing our job. That's awesome. Well, so what was it? What was the backup plan?
Yeah. So here's the deal. So Brad, not to out him, had a rough week last week. And I don't know what happened Monday, Tuesday, but Monday I was, and I mean this in like a way that I'm still very appreciative it occurred that I was able to support, but Monday I was inundated with team members or Teach Better family members who just had like garbage going on, like terrible situations. Families were ill or they weren't feeling well, or like really, they had really hard weeks with students, just a really tough situation. And Brad and I were doing some reflection of how we can ensure that although we're always here to support everyone anytime they need it, please direct message us if there's something we can get you, support you in any way. But is there tools and resources, tactical takeaways we can provide to our community that when those times get tough, what you can lean on? And obviously leaning on the Teach Better family is a resource, but what are those other things to help? And the joy list came up as a solution. I don't know that we've talked about our joy list solution, you know, within the past month or so. So we thought we'd kind of remind our community about that activity that they can do throughout the month of February to support them being successful.
I don't know that I know what that is.
Okay. So
I guess educate me.
No, yeah, you will. You'll remember it. Because we talked about it a bunch during COVID. And I feel like sometimes I find that during COVID, we talked about all these strategies. But then when we went back to like normal life, and I'm using quotes, by the way, for those normal, who listen to the podcast, normal life, we like lost all those COVID strategies that actually weren't bad for us to put in place.
And they weren't only effective because of during COVID. They're just effective in a lot of ways. Yeah.
Yeah. So if you guys are not using a joy list, I won't lie to you. I use this in my personal life and I keep it very private. So this isn't something that you have to necessarily have publicly for other people to see, but even if you choose to have it internally, that's okay too. The strategy is this. So on a piece of paper, I did it on a whiteboard because I loved just like being able to add stuff and erase things if they weren't effective. You need to start writing down the things that make you happy, that bring you joy. And the hope in this is that when you have a really tough day or you're in a tough mindset, or even just you feel crummy for a few moments, you can lean on this joy list to boost you up. And the only decision you have to make is turning to the joy list. The joy list will do the same because everything on it is going to give you that natural boost and you already know it's going to occur. And what we love about this strategy is on this joy list, you should list things that take 5 seconds to bring you joy and things that might take 5 days to bring you joy. So here's some examples. So it is a total boost. I feel so much better when I go on a 5-day vacation. Like bring me to the beach, bring me to water, let me take the dogs and my family, and like I will feel so much better. So if I have 5 days and the financial freedom to do it, that I'd add to my joy list. Maybe I'll be able to take a vacation. Maybe that would be great. But the reality is like on a Wednesday, that's probably not going to be what I turn to right away. Sure. Other things on the joy list, I know this is so silly, but like cutting up an onion and filling the house by cooking an onion and olive oil smells so good. And that takes 3 minutes to be able to do. And it immediately relaxes me. I love the smell. I love the sound. It's distracting. Because of the hot pan, I can't really be on my phone answering emails. And so that within 3 to 5 minutes immediately relaxes me and makes me feel better. So I have that also on my joy list. So little things that anything that makes you happy, cuddling with your dogs, bedtime with your kids, and you want to make sure on your list, you put the length of time it takes to be refueled, essentially. So some of the things on your list might be seconds, minutes, days, weeks. I would put a huge variety. And what we love about this is that you can lean on this list, and depending on the day and what you have the capacity for, You have a lot of little things to turn to. And this is going to be hopefully something that you can turn to throughout the month of February and beyond to make sure that boost still exists and that you're being as effective and efficient as possible versus, Jeff, what some of us turn to do now is we're feeling crummy, we're dealing with a lot, there's a lot of stress, and then we also put the stress of needing to problem solve how to feel better. And that's really hard.
Yeah, wow. Okay, I love that. I don't remember talking about this ever.
We have totally talked about
it. I love it. I think the variety is really key, right? Because there's so many little things you can do. I like the idea of putting the time, because then you literally do, you're like, but that's a thing, but then that time reminds you, or that doesn't actually take that long.
Right.
Because you might look at me like, oh, like I could go do that, but like that's kind of like, I gotta, like, oh wait, no, it's 5 minutes. I figured that out already. I don't need to worry about that. Like you said, you can remove the thought process stress that just adds on to it. Love to see anybody in the comments like what's on your joy list. I think that'd be great to see in there. But yeah, that's really cool.
And to be honest, like I use a vacation as like a big example, but honestly, one of mine on my list is a 24-hour, which is really a 12-hour.
Live stream?
I love what?
Not you said 24-hour live. Oh, okay. I'm sorry.
Excited for a second. I love throwing my dogs in the car with me and driving like an hour north. There's this cool beach.
As I say, someplace with water.
It is. It's this cool beach on Lake Michigan. And it's a little bit annoying to get there because it's an hour drive. But I remind myself it's actually like 6 hours because you drive an hour, you spend some time there, and then you drive back. And I just feel like I've been on a week vacation, even though it was 6 hours of my life. So encouraging myself when I'm waking up on a Saturday and feel kind of crummy to be like, do I actually have plans today? Do I actually have 6 hours to commit to this? Because it's not a huge undertaking. It's just a few hours. And so the time is always what sticks with me. So that's my strategy to ensure that I can't talk myself out of something that's healthy for me.
And that's something that, like it's 6 hours and it's like you said, it's kind of annoying, whatever, but like it pulls your attention to something else.
Yes.
And just the time in the car, like listen to music or whatever you listen to. And then obviously the time with your dogs out in the middle of nowhere where you're not on your computer and stuff. That's powerful. And I know we're talking about like adults and stuff like that, but maybe you've done this, but like my mind's going, you could totally and should totally have a joy list for your classroom for when the vibe in your classroom is just not feeling good and the kids are just whatever, having a rough day. Like, hey, let's stop for a second. Let's go to a joy list. What are we doing today? Yeah. And just like, is that something? Did you do that or am I?
I didn't. No. And I think I've only used the strategy with myself, but I think the more we've been able to share it, because I know we shared this a lot during COVID and daily drop-in time. I think people have like kind of run with it and adapted it, which is just the beauty of the Teach Better family is you don't have to have the solution for everybody. You just have to light a spark and then our community here runs with it. So I would love to hear if anyone uses it in the classroom.
Yeah, that'd be really cool.
But I was doing this for myself because, I mean, you know this, but like in 2019, I had the worst year of my life. Not that we necessarily talked about it too publicly. And I was really in a bad place. You were a huge like support when I was going through this.
You're going to say I was a huge part of that.
No, you were an enormous support of like helping me process what was going on in my life. And I needed a list, a joy list. And one of my funny things I would always joke with when I talk to people about it is like eating zucchini was on my list. Cause every time I had cooked zucchini, I was like, oh, I really like this. So like add anything on there. Like, I think the more on the list, the better. Add the most ridiculous things. Like I had cozy socks on there, or brushing my teeth with my new toothbrush was on there for a long time. Like, I don't mind. I think it's like, put the most ridiculous things.
That's my joy list right there.
Call Ray 90 minutes.
So I like that you put like so cozy socks, because that's like literally like 30 seconds. I got to go to my dresser and pull them out and stuff. Like it's little things like that. Like, do you put, and I'm my mind's going, because I'm like, I don't have one of these. I'm going, okay, like what are the little things, like specifically like podcasts you can pull up and listen, because that person's voice makes you feel comfortable, or they usually get you pumped up, or
okay,
turn on a song, or like I'm thinking with running, you have like your finishing songs, right? The songs that like that you need to get through that last whatever, whether it's the last mile or 5 miles or 30 seconds or whatever. And you have those and like a lot of running apps and stuff, like you can like trigger it with your AirPods to like play it right when you need it. That's kind of what this is, right? It's the, how do you pull to get yourself out of it? And so it can be as little as cozy socks.
Yeah.
A Tootsie Roll. Like,
and I think it's different for everybody. And that's why I really think this needs to be a personal list, or when you make it with your classroom, make it with them rather than for them.
Yes, absolutely with them.
For example, like I know we talked about napping earlier. Full transparency, guys, I am no fun after a nap. Like I'll take a nap. I love sleep. Like love sleep. But I wake up grumpy and I can't recover well. Like people who take naps and can like rally really well after is not me. So full transparency, a nap is not on my list because that will like
continue negative.
I'll like just want to sleep all day. So, but for other people, like I know my partner, like he loves to sleep, and after a 30-minute nap, he like gets up and he like is ready to tackle the world. So put personalized stuff on there.
So my mind's going now. One with your classroom, doing this with your students, and like that activity itself can be powerful because you're going to learn so much about your students. So my mind went, oh, you should be doing this with your family too, like your kids, your partner, your husband, wife, whoever, because you're going to learn about them too. Like if you get them to really think about this, and then when they have a rough time, you'd be like, oh, play that song or, you know, whatever. This is really powerful. I'm really glad that I thought about this today.
You're just so smart. But I love the idea of bringing this to lots of people to be successful. I think you can do this in a lot of ways. I'm excited to challenge our community here to ask you how you choose to use it, not only in the month of February, but beyond. I know people are adding music and family time in here. Like, I love all that. Whatever fuels you, and please make sure to put the time frame right next to it. Because if family time is a positive, wonderful. But if it takes an hour to fully get re-energized, that's great. Just you may not choose it when you only have 15 minutes. And that's okay. Like that's why the variety is so important. So
yeah. And I think the variety, like specific to the family time thing, well, that doesn't work when I'm here by myself, right?
Right.
So the variety is really important. It doesn't work when you only have the 10 minutes between, or 5 minutes or 3 minutes between a class or between a meeting or whatever. So the variety and that time is the super powerful part, I think. So very cool. I mean,
I'm just trying to think like what else is on mine, like getting a cup of coffee, or somebody's mentioned like going outside. That's a huge one for me. Honestly, sometimes I feel uncomfortable in my clothes, and that's what's leading to stress. So like I have like a specific shirt on there if I like can't pick out my clothes that day, and that's a stress. Like there's lots of different things. So does this make me sound psychotic? Just to confirm?
No, it doesn't at all. I'm just thinking of like what, like, I was literally thinking, I'm like, what shirt would I put on if I was feeling, I'm like, oh, I could think of some shirts that like, if I was feeling a little off, like, cause I'm, you know, I'm in a polo and a pullover right now. And I'm like, oh, like, nah, like a hoodie, like one of my super soft hoodies would put me in a different mood.
Or like, I don't know about you, like not to be weird, but like taking a 15-minute shower, like that to me is like, you kind of like get all the grime off of the day and you get to restart. I like that. That's huge for me. Not 15-minute shower, but like shower and then get redressed. It takes about 15 minutes for me. So like 15
minutes. I take a 15-minute. My son takes 15-minute, like 30-minute showers. It's hilarious. He's in there forever.
Yeah. Or getting your nails done. Like little, like put everything on there. It'd be good.
Okay. I want to challenge everyone, like share out your joy list. I know we're supposed to do a challenge at the end of this, but I'd love to see like on Twitter, tag us. And share it out to other people, so maybe it'll inspire people that aren't here right now, that aren't hearing this, wondering, hey, what is that? What are you talking about? What's a joy list? And then you can share that with them, and maybe you'll change the way that they handle stuff. So,
yeah, and I think it's important, if you're not willing to share everything, like that's okay. Share one idea, because that one idea might be something that hundreds of people ask to add to their joy list. So you don't have to be vulnerable and share everything, but one idea. Well, all right, we'll be right back for our community spotlight. We never know who talks at this point. Are you?
We do, actually. You laid that all out for this is you.
I know, but you were gone for like 4 months from the show. So I feel like you
I've been back
also.
for, I mean, this is like our ninth show back together or something like that. Like you're,
I don't
this is
know.
Bush League.
I feel like you have some making up to do. That's all I'm saying. Hey everyone, welcome back to the Wednesday Wake Up with the Teach Better team, streaming on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, Twitch, and LinkedIn. Also, as a bonus episode of Teach Better Talk podcast, I like to call it a bonus episode, even though it's not bonus. It happens every single week. We are live for our fun conversation we've been having so far. So if you're just tuning in now, please feel free to catch the last 35 minutes when we're wrapping this all up. But we have a community spotlight first. Jeff Gargis has chosen the incredible Teach Better Speakers Network member that will be featuring, and I love him. Love him. So you can go ahead, Jeff.
So we're talking about Mr. Trey Gamage,
Ugh.
who was at the conference, even though I wasn't.
Yes.
That he's one of many, many, many people that when I was watching that video, I was like, oh, that's right, I didn't get to hang out with Trey.
Yep.
Right? Like there's a lot of people where I was like, oh, I didn't get to hang out with, oh, I could have high-fived. Oh, like, but Trey is, yes, yeah, so he's one of our Speakers Network members. We got connected with Trey. I don't know if you remember this. He hosted a mastery chat way back in the day. And then he and I went live after back when we did the live streams after the Mastery Chat, which was like all of our, that was like all our live stream stuff back then, right?
Yep.
And he and I talked a little bit before we had a good conversation on live. And then he and I sat on the back end. I think we were using Be Live at the time for like an hour afterwards, talking about music, talking about what he was doing, everything like that. And then after that, it was like, well, Trey's never leaving our world again. So I
Yep.
was going through, he popped up in my feed this morning. I'm like, you know what? We need to share, we need to celebrate Trey. I'm certain we have in many times before, but we needed to do it today. Just a passionate educator. He does a lot of work with adult social emotional learning, which fits into a lot of what we've been talking about today. Has a lot of really cool like online courses and stuff that he puts out and stuff, and then works with a school district down in South Carolina. And he also has the Dash Podcast, which is part of the podcast network, which is a really powerful podcast that's just, I mean, every episode's got valuable lessons and stuff. So including we've got one with our friend, the Afro Educator down there that you can see right on the front of his page there. But yeah, just love Trey. He's just a good dude. I don't know how to say it any better than that. So if you're not following Trey, he is just Trey Gamage on all of his social sites. I think he's most active on Instagram, which is why I pulled that up. So.
Yeah, and I will say that once you connect with him, if you haven't already, and consume all his incredible content he's constantly pushing out, as a member of our Speakers Network, you can bring Trey to your school by just contacting us. It's like super stinking easy. He's just good people. I love
He
Trey. He's a
is.
great guy. If you remember at the Teach Better conference, he was there with his brother, so you may have met both of them.
I don't remember that, but
Yeah, you weren't there.
thanks for that.
Well, we
Just
were there.
constant
Sorry.
reminder.
Yeah. Shout out
Trey,
to Trey.
we love you, Trey. Appreciate you, brother.
So
So go
fun.
follow Trey.
We are going to head into our morning challenge as we wrap up our conversation here. Jeff, I'm going to click the button, and then are you going to talk or am I
My
going to?
layout of the show layout, which I pulled over on this screen, so I remember, says that Ray pushes the button for the commercial, and then Jeff does the thing.
Okay, I just want everyone to see me doing my job. Here we go. Ready? Do 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 do. Boop.
Welcome back to Wednesday Wake Up with the Teach Better team. We are still live, Ray, on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, Twitch, LinkedIn, and being played now also on the Teach Better Talk podcast. I did the button thing too, so they don't know whether you did it or I did it. I just wanted to
I
mess
pushed
with you, taking
it.
that away from you.
I
We
swear.
kind of so we'll wrap it up here. We'd like to wrap up with like a challenge. I kind of give you a little something extra to go after for the rest of this week. I think we covered a this was a really good episode, I think. I know there's a lot of nonsense, but I think if you weed through all the Ray and Jeff nonsense, there was some really good stuff here with the joy list, and I
Wait, hold
hope you
on.
take it.
I'm
What?
sorry. Let's just stop this real
What?
quick. So, in case you didn't hear that, was Jeff telling you that he did a really good job this like today. Like, hey guys, just so you know,
Now
this is a really good episode.
that I'm back, it was actually a really good Wednesday morning. No, what I'm saying is if you can look past all the bad, the terribleness of Ray and Jeff, there was a good lesson there with a joy list. And I said it, we already said it, but this is my challenge, Ray, if it's okay. I would love everyone who's watching, listen, whatever, whenever you listen to this, whenever you rewatch it, or if you're with us live right now, I think I'm going to pull from your statement, like, you don't have to go the whole list, but pull one, two, three things, if you want to share your whole list, whatever, of your joy list, post it out on social media, wherever you're at, and share that as your joy list. It's what you turn to when you need a pick-me-up. And my hope is that it might spark some conversations where someone says, oh, yeah, I have this on my joy list, or what's the joy list? And then that's your opportunity to impact them and say, you know what, here's what it is. If you want to watch it through some nonsense, here's this replay of the show, but you can explain to them what that is. And maybe we extend our impact to people who don't watch the show, who aren't connected and stuff like that. So that, I think, can be really powerful about this network that we have. So that's my challenge.
I love it. Great challenge, Chef Gargus. You did like a really good job.
This was a really good show. Like, I don't know, like I really brought it this morning. Like I went up to like Brad Hughes levels. I keep pulling this up. Should I keep this up?
Okay, wait. I have my mic, and I
you have your new mic, but we got you mic that you don't. Mine's like meant to be closer, so it's better when it's closer. Yours can go either way.
Can you hear me?
Oh, you sound great like that. You should definitely. You have one of these coming too.
Dun dun dun.
I think she needs to have it closer too. We're gonna do like the radio DJ stuff where we're both like both up close.
Okay, this is a really
speak differently when I pull it up here. Like I speak differently when I do this.
You want it like this, like I'm on a bad movie.
We're yeah, like, but see the screen thing? That should always be there we go. Well, no, yours will hook onto this just like this, and you can have it come either down or.
I like it funny, just like this. This is how I think it should be.
Well, see, so yours is like mine. The point that I'm shooting for is right on the top. Yours is on the side because of the way the type of mic it is. So you're in a good spot. This is good right now. Like we're still live. That's how you should do it, just like that. Where it's just your eyes. That's all.
Hey everyone, welcome to the one thing we come.
You love working with me.
That was even better because you had these bug eyes. You're like, hey guys.
But does it sound different? Like
I just cooked onion in hot water.
But that's what I'm learning. Like when you do it, I didn't process until now that you can't tell how dramatic it is when you bring it to your mouth.
No, I can't because I can't hear it. I just hear myself talking. Yeah.
But it's that's better. Funny. So like I have no idea if it sounds different or sounds the
same. Yeah, yours is very different. I mean, you sound good right now. Like the mic sounds good, but when you bring it up, like it's just a different sound.
Well, you know? Jeff, so. I've done really good in this episode so far.
Can somebody please do me a huge favor and direct message Ray on either Instagram or Twitter and just let her know that she did a really good job this morning. I'd really appreciate that.
Really good job on the show.
I'm actually going to add that to my joy list. My joy list is going to be compliment Ray.
This was a really good episode.
Takes all right, 10 minutes.
We have to go.
We're going to go. You all have an amazing Wednesday. Have a great rest of your week and let us know if we can help you. Appreciate it. Thank you.